This is St. Louis Public Radio. Voters will go to the polls on Tuesday to fill two vacancies on the St. Louis County Council, and a competitive contest in the 2nd District could have a big impact on the types of policies council members take up over the next year. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum breaks down the contest between Democrat Kelly Dunaway and Republican Amy Pelker.
You can attribute the downfall of former St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger for the August 6 special elections in the council's 1st and 2nd districts. Sam Page vacated his 2nd district seat when he replaced Stanger as county executive, and Hazel Irby resigned as 1st district councilwoman to take a post in his administration. Former state senator Rita Days is basically assured to defeat Republican Sarah Davoli in the heavily Democratic 1st district. But even though the 2nd district is also Democratic-leaning, neither political party is taking the contest between Dunaway and Pelker for granted. The 2nd district takes in cities such as Hazelwood, Creepcourt, St. Anne, and Chesterfield. Dunaway is the director of learning and development for the Bryan Cave Law Firm. She wants to make sure the excesses of the Stanger era don't happen again by putting safeguards in place against corruption.
I want to help clean up the mess that was left behind by our last county executive, and I want to help restore people's faith in the county government.
One of the reasons why Democrats are taking Pelker seriously is that she's already won election numerous times as a St. Anne alderwoman. She wants to bring dedicated constituent service and high ethical standards to the county council.
The people are tired of what's been going on in St. Louis County. You know, they're tired of not being able to believe in their government.
The first big issue that Dunaway or Pelker may encounter is what to do with the county's involvement with the crossings at Northwest. Stanger was successful at moving county employees to what's historically known as Northwest Plaza, but the council may void the lease amid questions about whether the decision was driven by campaign donations. Both Dunaway and Pelker want to closely examine the contract the county signed. Dunaway added she wants to see how much, quote, corruption was involved.
And if it turns out that Northwest Plaza is part of the damage that needs to be undone, I want to look very closely at that. But again, it has to be weighed with the value that it may be bringing the communities and the people who work and live near the plaza.
Dunaway has been highly critical of the now scuttled Better Together proposal to merge St. Louis and St. Louis County, and she wants to use a process known as the Board of Freeholders to stoke conversations about regional collaboration. Pelker has been speaking out against a city-county merger for years and adds she doesn't plan to stop fighting the idea if she's elected to the council.
I haven't knocked on anybody's door that is in favor of Better Together. So the pulse out there is that if you're for Better Together, you're not what they want.
Dunaway has pledged to make racial equity a key part of how she votes on economic development measures. She contends racial segregation is one of the biggest impediments to the county's economic growth.
I just want to make sure that the decisions I make aren't going to have a disparate impact on certain communities or come at the expense of certain opportunities for certain communities.
Pelker says the key to easing racial disparity is to place jobs closer to economically distressed areas. She says county and municipal leaders need to work more closely together to achieve that goal.
If you put people in a position where there aren't any jobs that they can get, if they've got to go 20 miles away to get a job and ride the bus to do it, and it takes 2 hours on a bus to get there, what are you going to expect to happen eventually? That's 5 decades we've watched that happen, and nobody's taken care of the problem.
The result of the Pelker-Dunaway contest will determine whether Republicans retain control of the county council or if Democrats retake the majority. And while Democrats and Republicans on the council have traditionally worked well together, GOP Councilman Mark Harder sees benefit of his party having a 4-3 majority.
We've made some great inroads into changing some of the policies as well as personnel in St. Louis County government. And I think Amy will help us continue that road towards that.
Democrat State Representative Doug Clemens of St. Anne says he's confident Dunaway can not only be a strong voice for Democrats, but also for Northwest St. Louis County.
She is an incredible individual who cares about community. She's from roots similar to mine. Her mother was a coal miner. She grew up working class and understands the things that we face on a day-to-day basis.
Regardless of whether Dunaway or Pelker prevail on August 6th, the majority of members on the county council will be women for the first time in more than 8 years. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.